Today's scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 to John 3, verse 10.
今日读经来自约翰一书第二章二十八节到第三章第十节。
We will read this responsibly, first in English, then in Cantonese.
我哋会先用英文，然后广东话以启应嘅方式嚟读。
Verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming.
If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him.
See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
Love, we are God's children now, and what we were, we had not been appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is.
And everyone who does hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. You know that he appears in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin.
Abide in him, keep on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or know him.
Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous.
Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the work of the devil.
No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God.
This is evident for the children of God. And who are the children of the devil? Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother.
约翰一书第二章二十八节，第二十八节，小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧。你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，让他洁净一样。你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的总是义人，正如主是义的一样。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的在存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿神祝福读同埋听嘅人。
Today's message is given by Pastor Thomas Mack. The title is Children of God.
我哋今日有牧师传讲神嘅信息，佢讲到嘅题目系神的儿女。
Oh, the children may be dismissed for children's worship.
啊，小朋友可以到下边去崇拜。
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We can boldly come to you because you are our Father. We can pray to you, we can give you thanksgiving. When we make mistakes, we can ask for your forgiveness. When we are in difficult circumstances, we can come and rely on you. Moreover, as we come before you today, Lord, may you teach us with your word. The one who preach, the one who interprets, and the one who hear, let us all together receive your word. We pray all these in your son's name.
Amen.
Amen. My handwriting when I was little was horrible. It looked like cockroaches. My penmanship was always the last in class. Because as you know, I didn't grow up with my parents. I only see them twice a year. So as I grew older and as I knew how to write, we communicated by letters. So I discovered that my father's penmanship is really good. So I started to emulate him and wanted to get the good Chinese penmanship. So as I wrote, my penmanship improved. I wanted to be like my father. Because he is my father. Though he and I didn't see each other that often, but his love and his gentleness had greatly impressed me. So my father becomes a very important person to me because of his love to me, for me.
雖然我知道,我們每一個人跟我們自己父母關係,都可能大家都不同。
So we know that each person's relationship with his or her parents can be a little bit different.
但我們的父母對我們的成長,是另外一個怎樣的人,其實很大的影響。
But our parents' influence on our maturation can be very impactful. So when John wrote this book of 1 John, he emphasized the relationship between the Heavenly Father and us. He teaches us to abide in Christ. Because he, Christ, abides in us. Through the salvation that Christ had fulfilled on the cross, he rescued us from death, from hell.
在法理上面这个, 我们在神面前,
So legally, we've been credited with God's righteousness. And God's sinlessness had been impugned to us.
但第二神唔單止咁樣去表達，喺十字架上面咁樣去表達佢對我哋嘅愛。
Not only had God shown forth His love for us on the cross.
跟住聖經仲講話佢領養我哋去到佢個屋企裏面。
The Bible also tells us that He adopted us.
佢領養去到屋企咧，叫我稱我哋做佢個兒女喎。
He adopted us as His own children.
嗰陣我哋去，我見到好多水災啊，咁好多我哋去水災裏面咧，去盡力去救翻啲人。
When we see news of floods, we see how people go out to try to rescue the victims.
然後咧，我就帶啲人去個安全地方咧，就等佢自己去自力更生，可以重新嘅再生活。
So once these people have been rescued, they will be placed in a safer place so that they can continue to make a living.
但我哋好少人話，我帶埋你翻我屋企啦，同我一齊住啦。
But less often or rarely would someone say, oh, I'll bring you home and you can live with me.
因為你多了一個人回家是非常不方便的。
Because having an extra person in your family, it can cause some inconveniences.
甚至將你整個生活是倒轉過來。
It can even turn your life upside down.
這個人可能會帶給你很大的麻煩。
This person can bring forth quite a lot of trouble for you.
但是神將我們帶入去他的家裡面。
But God adopted us and brought us into His family.
他不單止拯救我們，還將我們帶入他的家庭裡面，叫做，要聽我們為他的兒女。
Not only has He rescued us, He also brought us to His family and adopted us as His children. So that we have a new status. We have a new relationship with Him. We have a new
privilege.
So that we may be called the children of God.
我哋千祈唔好輕看呢一個神嘅兒女呢個名分啊！
Let us not look at this term children of God lightly.
因為神大可以唔使咁樣去救我哋。
Because God didn't need to rescue us this way.
佢會話：誒呢啲罪人都唔配得到咩好處㗎啦。
He could have said, "Well, these sinners are not beneficial to me."
我仔嗰條命咁寶貴。
My son's life is precious.
都唔會為嗰啲天子嚟做咩犧牲。
I wouldn't want these people to. I wouldn't want my son to sacrifice for them.
連啲天子咁，我咁可愛嘅，我都唔會為佢犧牲，更何況係呢一班咁唔虔誠又反叛嘅罪人呢？
I wouldn't even sacrifice my son for the angels, let alone to these sinners.
佢話：點解佢又會咁講？
Perhaps God may say,
我會救他們脫離地獄。
Okay, I will rescue them from hell.
我原諒他們的罪。
I will forgive their sins.
我給他們有一個永恆的生命。
I'll give them eternal life.
但我會將他們放在另外一個星球裡面。
But I will put them in a different planet.
我用天使來跟他們溝通就可以了。
I'll just let the angels communicate with them.
我們沒什麼真的在我們裡面，值得神這樣來救我們。
Indeed, there is nothing in us that deserves how God has saved us. And He even adopted us into His family. But God has used this love that transcends everything that we expect.
第三，神父神唔單止佢領養我哋成為佢嘅兒女。
Not only had God adopted us as His own children.
佢更加係俾我哋一個新嘅全新嘅生命。
He even gave us a new life.
或者叫做重生。
Or rebirth.
第29同埋第9節，佢話我哋係從神生嘅。
And in verses 2:29 and 3:9, it tells us that we've been born again of God.
如果假如一日我收養個細路仔翻到嚟到我屋企啦嚇。
If one day I adopted a son, a child, and brought this child to my home,
幾乎他跟我是完全兩個不同的人來的。
But this child and I are two separate people.
我不能夠將他重新再生過一次出來。
I cannot give birth again to this child.
他還是有他自己親生父母承繼過來的基因。
This child has his birth parents' DNA.
他還是有他父母承繼下來的性格和本能。
This child has inherited his birth parents' characteristics.
我用愛不斷地去影響他。
I can use my love to continually impact this child.
但我不能夠入到他的本性裡面去改變他。
But I cannot go into his original nature and change him.
但是神能夠。
But God can.
神能夠藉著他的靈進入去這個人的生命裡面。
God with his Holy Spirit enters into our lives.
第九節他說凡從神生的 就不能犯罪，不能繼續犯罪，因神的種，有神的種在他的心裡面，他都不能犯罪，因為他是由神生的。
So in verse 9 it says, No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning, because he has been born of God.
神的靈和他的道 將神的聖靈和神自己的生命注入去我們的生命裡面。
So God's Holy Spirit and His Word had infused into His children.
入了我生命之後在我們的裡面躺，就開始去改變我們，去重新去作造我們。
Once that is in our lives, it begins to transform us.
使到我們開始能夠有神的聖靈，有神的生命。
So that we can begin to have God's attributes and God's life.
最好在聖經的最好的例子就是葡萄樹和枝子的比喻。
A very good biblical example is the grafting of the olive branch.
它講到是一個很內在和很生命的影響的關係。
It talks of a very interlocking relationship.
那個樹幹將葡萄樹的生命，那個基因注入去它的枝子裡面。
And so when you're grafting a branch, that infuses it and it becomes part of that life.
這個葡萄樹和它的枝子一起來分享同樣的生命。
And the olive tree and the engrafted branch would share that same life.
人就是這樣將他的生命，將他的聖靈去注入在我們的裡面，好叫我們能夠有所改變。
So God had grafted his attributes into us.
所以我們基督徒不是只是單我們能夠做好人去過聖潔的生活。
So that as Christians, we are not just merely living as a nice person and living a holy life.
不是只是去遵守聖經給我們的吩咐。
And not just purely following what the Bible tells us.
因為在這一切之前，基督徒已經有一個很基本的事實。
Because prior to all these, there is this very fundamental truth in Christian's life.
那個事實就是說我們已經是神的兒女。
That truth is that we are the children of God.
已經是被重生，領受了神自己的本性和生命。
That we had been reborn and that we have God's attributes in our new life.
如果一個人他沒有神的生命在他裡面的時候，
If someone who does not have the life of God in him,
我們說，我當耶穌是一個偉大的人，我們一起來模仿他。
And we are merely just saying, oh, Jesus is a great person and we are just emulating him.
一个冇生命嘅模仿只会带嚟更大嘅失望。
A lifeless emulation would only bring you a great disappointment.
跟住我哋除俾神称为儿女，除咗有神生命之外
，So being called children of God, aside from having God's life，
亦都因为呢一个嘅名分带嚟我哋有个带嚟个确据同埋肯定。
It is because of this identity that we have assurance.
28章第29節佢讲话，当主耶稣再翻嚟嘅时候，做万王之王、万主之主嘅时候。
In verses 28 and 29, it tells of when Christ returns to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
佢冇一切嘅事情都要企喺佢嘅面前。
That everything will have to stand before Christ.
对一切喺主里面嘅人，喺嗰时候我哋有两个嘅确据。
There are two assurances for those who are in Christ.
佢话我哋能够喺神面前能够坦然无惧。
That we can come before the Lord blameless.
即系坦然无惧 confidence， 即系话咧，我能够喺企喺度咧，我有勇气啊，我好勇敢嘅企出嚟啊，企。
That we can be before the Lord confident。That we may be courageous.
另一个就话佢不至于羞愧。
And the second thing was that there is no shame.
我哋唔会因为我哋嘅行为、我哋嘅品格，我哋觉得我自己好丑、好惭愧。
And we will not be ashamed of our behavior of who we are.
究竟我哋边一个能够真系话我有咁嘅勇气，我能够企喺神面前咧？
Who can say that we will have such a courage before God?
边个能够又话我喺神企喺神面前，我冇惭愧嘅事情咧
？Who can say that we can stand before God without any shame?
我哋能够诚实嘅话，我哋知道我哋冇一个人能够咁样样企喺神面前。
If we are totally honest, we can say that none of us can do such a thing.
譬如讲，我哋成日都会讲大话
，because we can lie often.
当这个身障被揭露的时候，我真的要没有地方给我们去躲起。
And when this is revealed, there's no place for us to hide.
我记得一个中文学校有一个学生，他没有做功课。
I remember a classmate of mine, who had not done his homework.
他骗他妈，我做了功课了。
And he lied to his mom and said, oh, I've done my homework.
怎知他妈，他老师讲给他妈听的时候。
But then when the teacher tells,The mom.
哇！佢俾个妈闹死咯。
The mom was really rebuking him seriously.
我哋真系冇人能够有咁嘅确据啦。我哋可以企喺神面前咁有勇气。
So none of us has this assurance that we can stand before God with such courage and no shame.
除咗系嗰啲肯去认自己嘅罪嘅人。
Except for those who had confessed.Their sin.
认耶稣基督佢去做佢嘅救主，让耶稣个血去洗净佢个罪嘅人。
To confess that Jesus is their savior.
系嗰啲系住喺主里面嘅人。
And those who live in Christ.
咁即佢讲话佢凡系嗰啲凡系行义嘅人。
And those who are doing the right thing.
凡行义嘅人就证即系证明咗佢。证明咗佢就系从神而生嘅人。
Those who are in righteousness are those who have been reborn in Christ。
呢啲人又有咁嘅确据。
Only these people have such an assurance。
就一切去尊认耶稣基督做佢个人嘅救主嘅人，佢能够喺神面前能够坦然无惧。
All who proclaim God, Christ as their Savior can come before Christ without any shame.
因为他知道他是神的儿女。
Because they know that they are children of God.
神已经接纳了他。
And God has accepted them.
第二，你讲到这个得救确据是从神而来的。
And this assurance of salvation comes from God.
不是从世人而来的。
It doesn't come from earthly people.
在第三章第一节。
In chapter 3, verse
1. 约翰说，你看，父赐给我们何等的慈爱， 使我们得称为神的儿女。
John says, How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
这个是神自己，祂主动来开始这个救赎。
It is God who began this work of salvation.
然后耶稣在十字架上去付上这个救赎的代价。
And then it was his son who paid the price on the cross.
然后圣灵他将这个爱落实在一个没有一个信他的儿女的身上。
And the Holy Spirit assured God's children of God's love.
当约翰他说，你看，父赐给我们的何等的慈爱啊。
So when John proclaimed how great is the love the Father has lavished, you can sense his excitement and his joy. How great this love is. How great is the love? That original word of how actually is from another nation. This love of God is not something that can be found on this earth. It is not of this world. It transcends our understanding. How great this love is that God can protect his children. He protects them in their faith and in his grace.
不会让他们从他的手里头是被人家夺去。
So that none of them can be snatched away from his hand.
意思到没有一样东西或者没有一个人能够将我们从神的爱去隔绝。
So no one and nothing can separate us from God.
因为神当神接纳我们做他儿女的时候，
When God accepts us as his children,
他就会用他爱他独生子耶稣基督的爱这样同一个爱来爱我们。
He uses the same love for his son and uses that for us.
用他同样的爱他独生子耶稣那个不变的爱永恒的爱来这样去爱我们。
He uses that same unchanging eternal love to love us.
在神的家的里面耶稣他怎样去被神爱我们都同样的都被神爱我们。
So in the family of God, how Jesus, his son, is loved is the same love that God lavished on us.
这个爱是从神而来的。
So this love comes from God.
如果这个爱是从我们，如果这个基于我们自己的感受，或者我们自己承受的时候。
And if this is purely just from our feeling,
或者我们觉得我们自己很承受神之类爱我们的时候
or that the reason we are getting this love is because of our accomplishment
我们很快会落入一个很恐惧和很焦虑的里面
very quickly we will be fearful and we will be
anxious 因为很快的我们知道在原来我们同我们所做的同神的爱是 不 match 的
because we know that what we do cannot match with what God does
第三章第二节他说亲爱弟兄啊我们现在是神的儿女将来如何还未显明但我们知道主若显现我们必要像他因为必得见他的真体
And so in chapter 3 verse 2 it says Dear friends or beloved Now we are children of God And what we will be has not yet been made known
我们能够做儿女这个应该是从我们今天已经开始了
So this promise as children of God has begun today. And it will become fully realized when Christ returns. Because we've been reborn from the Holy Spirit. So we already have the life as children of God. And we can taste the joy of eternal life. We can begin to taste now. And we have God's holiness in us that's begun to transform us. So even though through this process we have not been completely perfect. But through our trials we will have steadfastness and hope.
我們的希望就是什麼呢?我當我主宰來的時候,我們的扭壞的身體要改變好像他那麼榮耀的身體一樣。
Our hope is when Christ returns, this corrupted body can be changed to a perfect body.
在那個時候,我們必要像他。
And at that time, we will be like him.
好像主一樣的榮美無瑕疵。
Just like Christ, it will be glorious and without blemish. And also because we are co-heirs with Christ, everything that Christ possesses can be shared, will be shared
with us.
Because this is the inheritance that God had given us.
到那日的耶稣再来的时候,
so that when Christ returns, everything, sin and death, will be of the past.
在那日,我们能够从这个大坏的里面去脱离出来。
On that day, we can come out of this corruption. And on that day, we can be totally liberated as children of God.
所以第三節,凡向他有這樣的指望的人,就應該潔淨自己,好像他潔淨一樣。
So therefore, in verse 3, it says, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure.
即是说当我们神儿女有,
so when we as children of God has God's assurance,
他正经就勉励我们做神儿女,
so the Bible exhorts us to live a holy life.
我们洁净,
that we are purified just as Christ is.
好像他这样, 无罪, 公义和圣洁,
that he is sinless, he is righteous, and he is blameless.
就说当我们是神的儿女的时候,
so when we are born of God, when we are his children, so very naturally, we'll be able to live out that life.
不是说我要过圣洁的生活,
it's not that if we live a holy life, then we can become children of God.
我们过一个圣洁的生活,
we live a holy life because we are already children of God.
已经有神的圣灵和神的生命住在我们的里面,
we already have God's attributes and God's life dwelling within us.
这样我们才有能力, 去活出神所定给我们的旨意。
Only then will we have that power of God to live out his will and purpose.
神一切的工作和管教都是为了我们预备我们的将来。
All God's work and his teaching are to prepare a future for us.
因为我知道将来里面我们有一天要见神。
We know that one day we will meet God.
我们在我现在的生活里面就要好好预备我们自己去见神。
So therefore, now is the time for us to prepare to meet him. We often fear for unpreparedness before an exam. So often I will have nightmares right before exams that I was not prepared. Being unprepared actually is a terrible feeling. So when you are taking an exam and you are not prepared, you are surely going to fail. And you will feel ashamed. You will not have the courage to stand before your parents and tell them. So therefore God tells us that when we live a holy life now, that is a preparation for us to see him when he returns. It is totally Christ's grace that we can be sanctified. So even though we call ourselves Christians, we know that we are not perfect. We often sin and we often grieve him. But God doesn't abandon us because of that. But rather, he will use all sorts of ways to bring us back. He would use all possible means to teach us. Even with the prodigal son who had just abandoned everything that he was taught, he lived a corrupted life, but his father still went out and welcomed him back.
And
it is because of this amazing grace that we should work, we should be living a holy life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1.
他说,亲爱的弟兄啊,我们有这样的等的应许,我们就当洁净自己,除去我们身体灵魂一切的污秽,去敬畏神,得以成圣。Says,
since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. The motivation for us as Christians to live a holy life is not to flaunt it for other people to see. And also to live a holy life as a Christian is not that, oh, I've done it, so now I'm good. Or that God would reward us more. Because all these reasons are very self-centered. And it can very easily bring us into legalism. But to live a holy life is that we love our Heavenly Father. We want to please Him. We want to have that willingness to obey Him. And and to be thankful for this Heavenly Father who had adopted us. So that our life can bring forth glory to Him. So it is indeed such a great blessing to be children of God. It also is a foundation of our prayers. We can then freely and boldly pray to our Heavenly Father. Just like innocent little children who can go to their parents and ask for anything. Just like the young children, oh, I want to eat this and I want to buy that. I want you to cuddle me and I want to play games with you. The children would not be inhibited. Because they know that when their parents love them, their parents would not refuse them. They can use very pure hearts to ask of their parents. So same thing for us, we can use this pure faith to ask of God. We know that God listens to our prayers. We know that everything that we ask for would not be given by our Father. Because our Heavenly Father knows what we need and He will give us what we need. So every one of us can come before God and pray to Him. So that our prayer is not just saying things into thin air. And it is not a robotic recitation of scriptures. It is saying it to our Heavenly Father, who takes care of us. And as children of God, this is the foundation of our faith and our life. Because Jesus had told us not to be worried about life. Look at the birds in the air. Your Father takes care of them. Everything that you need, your Father knows. That you must seek first the kingdom and righteousness of God. So that we know God would provide us for everything that we need. So that we can go boldly before Him and be close to Him. To hold on tight to God's promises, especially when we are going through difficult times. So let us sing of this hymn, Blessed Assurance. We thank our Heavenly Father because indeed this is a blessed assurance.
是我们的诗歌，是我们的每一个人所经历的故事。
It is our song, it is our story.
我们一起起立，我们唱一首嘅诗歌。
Let us all stand and sing of this hymn. Blessed Assurance.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fountain of glory divine! Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed His own blood. This is my story. This is my song. Dancing my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. You choose to follow, obey. 天堂的荣耀已在我心内。 全部主怜悯，赎赎主爱，这是我所信，我的诗歌，赞美我救主，昼夜唱和，这是我所信，我的诗歌，赞美我救主，昼夜唱和。
Let us pray.
我们赞美我们的天父。
Lord, we praise you, our Heavenly Father.
你配得我们每一个人去歌颂你。
You are worthy of our praise.
你是我们这么不配得的罪人，你拯救我们这个不配得到你恩典的罪人。
You save us. We are such undeserving sinners.
你甚至去用你的儿子的生命去拯救我们。
You used your Son to rescue us.
你想买足我们，使到我们能够成为你的儿女。
To purchase us back so that we be your children.
将你的没那么宝贵的生命注入在我们的生命里面。
That you, your precious life is infused in our life.
好像我们能够成活出耶稣基督的榜样的形象。
So that we may live out Christ's likeness.
求主你帮助我们在生活里面去多赞美你。
Lord, help us to praise you in our lives.
帮助在我们的生命里面，你多依靠你。
That we would depend on you more.
帮助在我们的生命去荣耀主你。
That we will glorify you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray all these in your Son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.